Hello, everyone, and welcome to Tabletop Radio Hour, your podcast for everything tabletop. My name's Zach, and this week I've got the dirty scoundrels,
Yes, we all have cheap mustaches on, and we're twirling them.
Yeah, yep. I feel like an old-timey villain.
Yeah.
No, I got the regular crew. We got Mark. We got Logan. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good. Good. How you doing?
I done that last time.
Yeah, I'm. Oh, the joys of recording multiple episodes.
Yeah, basically. No. Totally. This was time and time apart. Yeah. What are you saying? Don't tell them our secrets. Weeks. No, totally.
Hey, no. It usually is. Let's be honest.
I mean, that's
weeks
right.
Later. Weeks.
Weeks, months, even.
A whole cup of tea later.
Yeah. Today we're going to be playing a bit of Blades in the Dark again. Logan's running us through a bit of an adventure here. So, yeah, if you didn't hear the first two episodes, go listen to those because they give you a lot of backstory on our characters. And even our first heist was the first episode. So
yeah.
that was a nice one to go and check on. But we've got the Sundered Roses crew here, Flint and Hammer. Logan, do you want to recap us through what we did last time?
Sure. Feel free to jump in whenever you guys would like, as far as different stuff. But last time, we saw our crew again post their last heist, a little bit of backstory and reflection going on. And then both characters came in with different possible, you know, options for jobs to do. And we got to learn a bit about how each of our characters think. And then they decided to move forward on getting some informants for the gang by talking to a recently released from prison clerk of the city, operating as a low-cost solicitor in the docks area, a Holtz Claremont. They went and talked to him and got a job to retrieve some special, quote-unquote, living artwork from his old partner, who is in the Brightstone area. So we are panning back after they've walked out of the office from Holtz Claremont, walk past Sven, the abusive bodyguard, and are going to go about getting some information and then moving in on their target and doing this heist.
Yeah.
Any other details you guys want to bring in or remind?
No, that kind of does it, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it does kind of sum it up, I think.
It was a little bit stretched over an entire episode.
Yeah.
Because we just, you know, leaned in and had fun with it.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
But
heck yeah.
Go back and listen to the episode. It's right there. So.
Exactly.
You're already here. Just like scroll down a little bit in the feed.
It's okay. Then, we can wait. We'll be here for you when you come back.
That is
just
true.
Pause this one. Come back later. We're after waiting. You listen to that last one. So we won't continue until you get back. So we'll wait for you here.
Are they back yet?
Are they? I don't know because it doesn't like let me know.
I thought okay, I heard some breathing.
Okay, good enough. Let's keep going.
Someone here. Oh, here. Oh, cool. You're back. Welcome. Hey. Now this is the second episode. They're the third episode. So.
Yeah.
We can continue.
The very third of episodes. So we are looking at Brightstone right now. Did I move you guys over? I did. Perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. So your hunting ground is actually in Brightstone, though as a small gang, you only cut out a few little places here in Goldcrest, and this is over in Radiance, near the Garnet Road, actually. So this is not, quote-unquote, technically in your hunting ground, but it is still closer to your hunting ground than, you know, a lot of other jobs would be. So I think you can either get one downtime activity contributing to your hunting ground score, or one die on gathering information contributing to this hunting ground score. I'm not going to give you both.
Gather information.
Yeah, definitely going with the gather information.
Yeah, gather.
Okay.
Gather
one information. Extra die on gathering information. Cool. So what would you like to do? What sort of, you know, information would you like to gather here first? And I'll let you guys kind of do a little bit of that right now. If there are ways you want to go about this and get some information on this Hakeem Smith.
Mm-hmm.
This Aruvian solicitor.
We have a contact who's Adelaide Frag. I think we met with last time.
Yes.
Right, we did.
Who is a or noble, but should have some information on this area. Probably on Hakeem as well. Smith. What I'm thinking I'd like to find out is, obviously an art collector, find out what he's doing with his art. Does he have a show coming up? Because I think it would be great to have this stuff go missing right before his show.
Would be embarrassing.
Because, yeah, that was part
sounds
of
sounds like it fits the brief.
Part of the deal is he did want to, not just steal, but humiliate this guy. So if we could do that, I would love to pick up a few extra items as well for our lair. It's so kind of out of,
you call kind it of a run job. Down. I call it a shopping trip. Let's go.
Yeah. So let's do this. Get this as daring as possible. So that's kind of what I want to find out. In addition to the usual, layout and stuff. Also looking for information on the neighbors. On the neighborhood residences, is there an opportunity to maybe approach this from a next door?
Yeah, looking for any vulnerabilities for getting into a building if we need to and stuff like that. So.
Right.
Okay, so those are two different things you can do. I think each one has its own action role, kind of going with it, that we'll use to see the quality of information you get and how much it helps you.
Yeah, do you want to do the...
I'll do scope out the place, I guess.
Yeah, you do. You kind of look for the territorial stuff, and I'll see about the more
ways, maybe stuff. Ways you can embarrass him,
Social side of it, okay. Perfect. Yeah. Who sounds wants to good. Go first and tell me what action role you're doing, what action you're taking?
I'm going to be consorting with our contact, I think, for to find out the etiquette and kind of the looking to see if there's a showing or something scheduled for Mr. Smith's artwork.
Sure.
Getting to know him and stuff a little bit more. So I'm thinking that's probably just a consort role, if that makes sense.
And I think without beating around the bush too much, going for a straight survey role.
Okay.
In this situation, just getting a look of the area, seeing a layout, and just maybe even getting a little closer to the building, see if, there's a good second story entrance or, something like that.
Okay. So consort totally fits. It's very much a social thing, and you can do, use any action role to do anything with, differing effects, of course. Consort fits very well because you're, talking with old connections, backgrounds, friends, and Adelaide is a connection of the gang, right? Or is she a connection of Milo?
Correct.
Okay.
That was if I remember correctly, we kind of hit it off a little bit extra special at our last meeting. We had a little extra rendezvous.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. So. There was a devil's bargain for some extra time.
Yes.
Indeed.
So.
Perfect. And then for the survey, as you mentioned, that's just sitting there studying it, kind of watching what's going on in the situation, trying to gather information about, the people are coming in and out. It's kind of perception in a lot of ways. It's a good one for this as well. So
wonderful.
Let's go ahead and Milos, go ahead and do your consort, and we're going to see how she reacts to you.
Okay.
I think you've got a bonus die for gathering information, and you've got a bonus die because some nicer connection there.
Excellent.
I can't knock those. So,
Okay.
If you want to do anything else to
goes. Oh, look at that.
Boom, boom. Consort with a critical. Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you find out from Adelaide that, in fact, he is having an art show. It's a private event only, though. It's not an open to the public sort of thing. Okay. Not even an open invite to friends. You have to have a very specific invitation to be able to get into this. Mm. It's coming up at 3 nights. And if you're, you know, a very good boy, she'll even get you an invite. And she winks.
Ooh, sounds great. I like being a good boy.
Oh, man.
I mean, you're critical it. Come on now. Got to have something.
That's right. Yeah.
You just never expect it amongst your closest friends.
No, you really don't. So, yeah, she offers that she has a way in, and she tells you that there is, you know, he has a party coming up, so it would be easy to get in then, though not easy for most people, but she can make it easy for you with the invite.
Sounds great.
Cool.
Perfect. And let's do a survey. I don't really know much in the way you have as far as advantages here. It's just kind of a normal thing for you, unless you have something that you can offer to me that you would have advantages on.
I don't believe I have anything.
Okay.
Unless you could argue, since I do have the sharpshooter ability, that maybe he has very keen, very trained eyes. I mean, but that's more for it's a more combat ability there.
Yeah. And it starts off with saying you can push yourself to do one of the following things, whatever. If you would like to push yourself in this situation, which is taking too stress, I'll allow you to have an extra die.
You know what? I'll do it.
Okay.
I will do it.
Perfect. So we're doing survey. You got an extra die from that. This is going to be a risky standard sort of roll.
Risky.
Okay. Now, one thing you can always do, too, is if you want to change the effect level. So effect levels are limited, standard, and great effect. Mm-hmm. And then critical, of course, goes beyond that. You can downgrade your position. Now, position affects if something goes bad, how bad is it? Okay, risky is like usually a little bit of harm. You know, controlled is like you're a little uncomfortable. Desperate is like things go real bad, you're probably going to get injured. Now, it's variable for each situation, but that gives you a basic handle on what it is. So you can always downgrade position, making it more desperate, which also gets you more XP, but makes it worse if you fail. Also makes it better if you succeed. So, your call.
I might just keep it for now. Risky standard, you said?
Yep.
And one bonus die, because I pushed myself.
Pushing it. Wah, wah, wah. Okay. Wah, wah, wah. So, tell us a little bit about how you started out surveying this, and I'll tell you how things go bad.
Okay, he probably gets to... Let me take a look at the map here. We're over towards this area over here. So he'll probably come from, like, this side main street, not necessarily from one of the main roads.
Okay.
And he'll probably come around the corner and make his way towards the building that they know.
Okay. I'm going to say it's this one right on the corner of Garnet Road. Yeah.
Yeah, just like this one right here.
Yeah.
He'll probably turn that corner and realize he's probably too close to the building for his own comfort level.
Sure.
So I'd probably say, just for some flavor here, I'd probably say he, not frantically, but almost, you know, maybe makes a mistake or two, but and makes it very obvious that he's trying not to be next to the building.
Sure, 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 sure. You kind of jump to the side of the other side of the road and very specifically don't look at it.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
He'll probably at that point go and find a different area to stay to look at the building or something like that.
Okay. I like that. Cool. As you pass by that one time, you realize you're a little too close. You look at it from a couple of other angles. You pass by more than once, maybe. And one of the times you're walking by, you're going to go turn off into an alleyway. to get away from the area and get back to a good hiding hole so you can kind of watch it. Somebody follows you down the alleyway a little faster than makes you comfortable, kind of gaining on you as you're heading down that, and we're going to say like a little, like a, an alleyway right below Radiance here. You realize that you're getting followed without them trying to hide at all. They're definitely up in your face about it. And as you kind of look over your shoulder, you see there is a person who has a long brown jacket and kind of a meaty sort of look to them. And they unbutton their jacket as they're getting closer. And you can see just the quick look of a blue coat's uniform underneath as they're reaching for a billy club at their side. And you hear movement in front of you on the other end of the alleyway. What would you like to do in this situation?
He'll probably keep moving forward, being aware that the guy behind him is now probably obviously armed.
Okay.
And he'll probably try and duck around the guy that's coming in front. Just to try and get away. Maybe try and not full on grapple, but kind of grab and maybe push him into the other guy that's behind me.
So are you trying to go for like a skirmish sort of situation or like a wreck situation or something like that? Is there a different sort of focus you want to do? If it's, you know, maybe that's what you're using, but it's not the skill you want to use.
Right, right. Yeah, I might go with a skirmish.
Okay.
It's not my best, but it's probably the most logical that I can think with the other options that I have.
Yeah, for sure. No, I mean, and you can do anything that you want to do. Skirmish is, you know, close combat fighting, assault or hold a position, brawl and wrestle, that sort of stuff. Wreck would be trying to destroy something, savage force, applied sabotage, breaching defenses with force, creating distractions and chaos, you know, wreck a person, wreck a place, an item, whatever. So both those definitely fit very easily. When you have one die or one dot in a skill, which is what you have in skirmish right now, you just roll one die and you take whatever that result is. If you have no dots, you would roll two dice and take the worst. So skirmish is better as far as that dot rating, but you can always, you know, ask for a devil's bargain or push yourself or other sorts of things. Though, you know, pushing yourself might be painful since you're already at 4 out of 9.
Okay. I'm gonna slightly shift gears here and I'm gonna argue something.
Go for it.
I'm gonna argue using hunt.
Okay.
As my animal companion makes its first cameo.
Okay.
As we see, as I, you know, pull down this side alleyway and notice the guy behind me, and then look in front and notice the guy in front of me, he'll look around and maybe slow down his pace for a second. And then you just hear a loud whistle that echoes throughout the alleyways here, off the brick, off the stone. And a couple seconds go by and a very large mastiff style dog basically just tackles one of them.
Solid.
Allowing me to kind of get around and get my escape a little bit better.
Okay. I like that. So, dog is trying to tackle and take one down, and then you're kind of piling your way through the other one to get away?
Yeah, I'm thinking so.
Okay. Hunt, and we're using your pet, which is cool. I dig that. And I'm going to put down in the description here, massive size of mastiff style dog. So we've got that for notes for later on. I am not sure off the top of my head. So using an item, would that give any bonus in this situation? Or would that, I almost want to say just like you use the items, therefore you're taking care of one of them. So it makes it less risky for you in this situation because you only have one guy to deal with.
Maybe I was kind of finding that way to tie it into hunt a little bit better.
I mean, hunt makes sense anyway, just for the sake of like, you're already trying to gather information about locations and movements. And, you know, hunt usually deals with your long range shooting, but maybe you knew these guys were coming. Sort of a thing, you knew at some point they were, so it's like you already have information on this target and this movement, so you knew how to take them down, and you're using your dog for one of them, and you can take down the other guy just as easily, you know. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't, based on the rules side of it, I'm less skilled and knowledgeable.
So. No. It's all justification, really. Mark, do you have any opinions on that as far as how the dog applies?
No, it makes sense, I think.
Okay, perfect. Let's do it. So I'm going to say that, you know, you're only dealing with the one guard with your hunt roll. This would have been a risky with limited effect, but because your dog is taking care of one of them, I'm going to say it's risky with standard.
Okay. Any bonus die?
Not unless you would like to push yourself or ask for a bargain from the devils. What would a devil's bargain look like? The devil's bargain here is I'll give you an extra die. If you succeed, a description about you is out there. And you are going to increase your heat for the job by one. If you fail, you increase your heat by one. And because of your interactions, they recognize enough about you to know that you're part of a newer gang. And your position with the blue coats goes down by one as a gang. But you get an extra die.
But I get an extra die. I don't think I'll take that extra die today.
Okay. You sure? That wasn't really a bargain, was it?
I don't know. I just don't. That just seems like a lot more negatives for one die for me right now.
Well,
I think I'd rather just face this man.
I'll tell you this much. It's very likely that if you fail in this situation, that something towards one of those will happen as well anyway. So, your call. Just, you know, you're dealing with undercover blue coats. So it's possible that you could piss them off or, you know, otherwise be known or cause issues. But hey, if you succeed.
Damn it.
No, it's your call.
I'll do it.
You're doing it? Okay. All right.
I'm doing it.
Take your extra die then. And we've got one extra heat that we'll throw towards the gang here at the end of things. We'll see how it goes.
We will find out. Okay.
All right.
I didn't get threes, so.
Cool. Risky with standard effect means you knock this guy down, but there is a minor complication.
Of course there is. Survey says?
Let's say in this situation here that you, because the heat is being added, you did succeed. You are going to have one less load for the job. Basically, as you pound into him, he grabs something off your belt and pulls it, and you lose an item. Now, you can replace it, but not before the job's done. So, depending on whatever load level you go with and however you guys approach this job, you're going to have one less.
That's fine.
Perfect.
That's okay.
Okay, so with that, you get away. You do not get caught. You unfortunately do not get the schematics of the place as well as you like, the entrances and exits. Easy way to access. You might not need it for what Milos has figured out, but you don't have the information you wanted to have, and you've kind of caused some suspicion. So with that, let's go into our actual engagement roll here. When we do the engagement roll, and you can look at your if you're looking at the quick reference, or it's, you know, in the score section.
Got it.
So you guys need to choose a plan, and then we'll supply detail about that, and then we're going to choose a loadout. We already know that you're in the hunting ground somewhat, and we've got the extra die for gathering information that was used. So with your plan, you choose assault, deception, stealth, occult, social, or transport. So assault is I'm going to do violence in this situation, and that's how I'm going to get into the mission. Deception, I'm going to try and lure, trick, or manipulate. Stealth is trespass unseen. Occult is engaging a supernatural power. Social is going to be negotiating, bargaining, or persuading. And then transport is carrying cargo or people through danger.
We don't have any of the personnel that we need for this sort of thing. I really wish I was a whisper.
I mean, spider is pretty useful.
Kind of a jack of all trades. So here's kind of a couple things that I'm thinking of. I could go deception. Stealth is, of course, an obvious.
Sure.
If we had more work with the occult, I have a good occult idea.
I mean, but, you don't have to have good work with the occult to try it.
True. But
that's fair.
But that idea is kind of the most obscure. So
unless it seems viable.
What I was trying to think of is try to create like an occult portal that when people walked into the the gallery, they were actually went into a different room that was empty and made him embarrassed. And then we'd have plenty of time to go in and take the paintings out of the real room.
Interesting.
That, you know, but we would have to find the right occult mechanisms and that's kind of complex. The deception idea I had was creating a bunch of fake of counterfeit paintings, going in and putting them over the existing paintings so that when he goes in to prepare, they're all counterfeits and he's going to look foolish. So I convince him that he's got to get these out of here before anybody sees the counterfeits. And so we move them all down, and then I convince him that I have something that he can show instead and offer him this, also a counterfeit, but, you know, he can show this off to save face, and then we leave while this is turns out to be counterfeit as well or something.
Okay.
That's the deception angle I'm thinking.
Or we... No, we can't do that.
Do what? Kick in the door and just threaten the son of a bitch?
No. we
another option, yes.
We dress up as cops and go and arrest the guy while one of us has the guy in custody. The other guy goes and gets the painting.
That would be a deception, yeah. You also you also have that social angle, too, with the offer of having the invitation to the party.
That is fair as well. True. Okay.
Is it a single invitation? Did he get, like, one entry?
Let's find out. Zach, since you're asking, go ahead and roll us a fortune roll.
Of course. I had to ask questions.
Yes, you did.
Number of dice?
Just one.
One. Notes?
Doesn't matter, yeah. Yep, it's just one.
Okay, which is good, because we need an inside guy and an outside guy.
An outside guy.
So right. that's fine. We could do that type of thing. If I'm there blending into the crowd, and I can raise an alarm saying, accusing these of being stolen art, this art's stolen, I could even have, I can have... can I get like some counterfeit something, proof that these are stolen? You can kind of come in as a, I can call the cops, you can come in, you can confiscate the artwork. We could try that. That might be a relatively simple, slightly less moving parts than my, right. my deception idea.
Than trying to get a portal in there.
Yeah.
And yeah. trick everyone. Yeah, yeah. No, that's, I mean, we can go with something like that. I'm okay with that.
Okay.
We would just have to, I would have to find someone in my size to steal an officer uniform from. So that doesn't sound easy either.
So which direction are we going then? Are we going to try and do the social side, or are we going to try and do the subterfuge? Deception. And why that matters is deception is the method of deception is what the important thing we need to know. And the social side is the social connection, which you already have.
Right.
By getting the invite to the party. So granted, this could be kind of a blend of things.
That's fair. Yeah, absolutely. But.
Yeah. I kind of feel like the actual mechanism of removing the paintings is a deception.
Okay.
Like deceiving people and then taking the paintings.
Yeah.
Kind of is my what my brain is trying to piece together, you think?
I think so, yeah. That makes sense.
So then would it be safe to say that your method of deception is mummery, is acting and costumes and disguises and stuff?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely gonna have some hopefully I can scrounge up some something to pin these paintings on, some sort of...
like a fake certificate of authentication or something like that?
Yeah, you know, basically a wanted poster for stolen paintings.
Well, as a spider, you do have documents as one of the items in your load. And so I
that's
think
what
you
I'm thinking.
Compare that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Yeah, that sounds like documents, my friend.
Yeah, so I'm just trying to think of the specific type of document that would tie these to stolen
a
artwork
of purchase, I guess.
Yeah, do I want to be the owner?
Ooh,
yeah, you.
I guess.
Ooh, it makes it juicy.
Yeah,
that's fun.
Let's.
Because it's like, otherwise, you're just like some random guy going, hey, this guy stole somebody else's paintings.
Mm-hmm. No, this guy has stolen my paintings.
Stole my paintings.
Yes.
Okay.
And my, all right. Might work as a bit better of a distraction, too.
It's pretty funny.
Absolutely.
If we do that, so.
Absolutely. Yeah,
cool. Okay. Well, with that, we're going to move on to the engagement roll. You get one die for the base fortune roll. And then for each advantage, you get plus one die, and for each disadvantage, you get minus one die. So, is the operation particularly bold or daring? Yes. is the plan's detail, does the plan, plan's detail exposes a vulnerability of the target or hits them where they're weakest? I don't know if this is hitting them where they're weakest, because it's a little bit thin that you're trying to prove to him, basically gaslight him that you own these items. So, I'm not sure that's the case.
I don't know. Could we kind of ask that question? Is this guy gets his art from credible sources kind of person, or is he kind of seedy?
I think that's weak, because no matter what, we're lying about the specific theft.
That's fair.
And we'll find out when we get there. Friends, contacts provide aid or insight. Yes, a friend did provide aid in the situation, so I'll give you that die for sure. Target is of lower tier. No, definitely not.
Okay.
And then district modifiers. This is a little bit harder. As far as, and I guess I shouldn't say district modifiers, yes, because we're looking at bonus dice, because you have district modifiers for negative dice as well. Hold on a second. Let me pull this up. Just make sure I'm not missing this. So this district you guys are in is one of the richer districts, if not the richest district. So you get minus one die in engagement rolls. Operations versus nobles are hostile turf, and there's heavy blue coat patrol. Okay. So in general, yes, this is going to cause minus one die, because it is a dangerous sort of thing. That being said, it is also your hunting ground, which we had talked about beforehand, but you already got kind of the advantage from that. So we're going to lose one die for it being hostile, you know, turf, a bunch of, you know, nobles in the area. So you're down to two dice currently. Is the operation overly complex or contingent on many factors? I think the factors are fairly straightforward. Find the right moment. Call him out, cops come in and take him away, which is just, you know, hammer taking him away.
Yeah.
Target is strong against this approach or have particular defenses or preparations. That's kind of 6 1/2 dozen the other, so I'm gonna leave it equal. Enemies, rivals interfering in this operation. Nope, I don't see any. But target is of a higher tier. So we are gonna lose one there. So we are to one die for the engagement roll.
Okay.
So for some lovely dice foley here.
You want to do the roll, Zach, or you want me to?
You go for it.
The engagement roll is actually one thing that the narrator does.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So I'm going to roll this one die here, and we're going to see what comes up. So with an engagement roll, if you roll a 1 to 3, you have bad results, and you start out desperate, and you're basically starting right where the action starts, and you haven't gotten past anything. Mixed results, risky, 4 to 5. It's a little bit lumpy. You're probably inside the door, but things are a little bit crappy as far as where you are. You're a little off balance. Control result, you're probably in a good position right when things get called. And then critical would be rolling 2 sixes. We physically can't get that to happen here because we're only rolling one die. I rolled 1 6. So you guys are in a controlled position. That can affect the die rolls that you're doing in this. They're more likely to be controlled, but it's also kind of a narrative effect as well. You are literally in a controlled position. You have a very good result here. You've got the plan in place. So I'm going to say that you already got past finding the right blue coat on the same night, knocked him out, drug him somewhere, tied him up, and took his, you know, uniform so nobody could go report back to the blue coats that he's been missing. He's just, you know, sleeping off a bender somewhere. You have that uniform in hand. You were able to get some good clothes and look fanciful in the right sort of attire for this time period, for this current social outing. And you've got yourself inside the party and have been enjoying yourself for a little bit. past any sort of inspection at the door or any questioning of who you are, of course you'd be accepted, because you are... Who are you tonight?
I am Dylan Forrest.
Dylan Forrest. I'll let you put that in the chat so we've got it for later. And so I can say it right. Because I'm like, is that Forrest, yeah. Florist, Thorist?
Based on...
Chlorist, yes. Yeah.
Based on the way he took that hit last episode, I'd call him a regular Jonathan Joestar.
Okay, so with that, I think with control position, we've been going through this lovely evening where there's drinks and there's entertainments. He has somebody come in and does a quick, like, you know, card trick sort of, you know, thing. There's, you know, he's a very respectful adherent to the Cult of Ecstasy, which is the main reigning religion of the Empire. And so anything that would be ghost stuff is not okay, but a little bit of magic, that's fine. You know, that's a little ledger domain. Of course, that's just fun entertainment. And you slip away at one point in time and go make sure the paintings are there. Because I just want to get a quick scene where you can see the paintings before he brings everybody else in.
Gotcha.
So you kind of know a little bit more what you're dealing with. You didn't ask any questions about this, but you've had some good roles going into this, and you're very controlled now, so it's like you're making sure everything's in place before you call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you find he's got a certain study that looks like it's well cleaned up, but shows enough signs of use that this is probably where he does most of his studying and reading and work when he's, you know, at the home office. And there are three paintings in here. They are his three prize paintings of Mother, Maiden, Crone. Mm-hmm. And even though it's not lit in this room, aside from like a little bit of light coming in from the side doors, you can tell the eyes are on you. And you can tell that though he does not care for ghost things, these paintings are haunted. You can just feel that coldness in the room.
I'm alone in the room at the moment?
Sure.
Okay.
But you can see all three.
I would like to try to consort with the paintings.
Interesting.
Try to kind of get them on our side a little bit and say, you know, I hope you'll understand that we're going to be trying to get you to a new home, someplace that. I hope we'll be better if that turns out, you know, I hope that you will understand. And I know that this person has some difficulties with some of the occult, and I'd like to get you someplace where you're appreciated a bit more.
Now, I'm curious, which of the three paintings is Milos drawn to? So Mother, Maiden, Crone is a reference to a lot of occult things where you have the mother figure, kind of the middle-aged woman, the maiden, which is the young woman, and the crone is the older woman. And each one often represents different things. Just based on that, and, you know, behind the mother is a summer sort of scape, behind the crone is a fall sort of scape, and behind the maiden is a spring and flower sort of scape. The color you're seeing behind all of them is some color of red. We see red in the sunrise or set behind the mother. We see red flowers for the maiden, and we see red leaves for the crone.
Okay.
Which one are you drawn to?
Probably the crone, because I'm hoping, you know, kind of appealing to the wise nature type of hopefully a little bit more of the, you know, the wisdom and appeal of that. So I think that's kind of the direction I'm heading.
Okay. And let's see how this consort role goes to see how they deal with you. You're in a control position to start, and nothing's really threatening you right now. You've got the moment to try and interact with these. So I'm going to say you start controlled with, I'm going to say standard effect. Yeah.
Okay.
You can feel they're already ghosts. We've already established that fact in lore. So, yeah, how do you want to go about it here? You got two dice already.
Yeah. Well, gotta ask the devil's bargain. What? How would that look?
Devil's bargain here is that Oh man, I don't even know what to give you on this one. I don't know if there is a devil's bargain because you're just talking with them.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna say this one. Then I'll give you the extra die. If you fail, we will start up the alarms for you getting caught, and we'll start a 4-section clock of intruder.
Ooh.
And if you succeed, you will get a bonus die to interact with certain ghost field in the house on a future roll during this heist.
Hmm.
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh boy.
Did we just swap to a cult? Is this what's happening right now?
Well, we no, kind of suspected that with the nature of the paintings.
Yeah.
We're gonna be dealing with it.
I mean, come on, this is Blaze in the Dark. It's Duskfall. Everything's creepy and horrible.
Everything's spoopy.
Spoopy!
Can I do a Devil's Bargain and push myself?
I don't think you technically can.
I think it's one or the other.
Yeah, it's
one or the other. I think I'm going to go for the push myself instead.
Okay, perfect. So you take two stress, and you get an extra die.
Okay.
Now, as a note, now I'm not sure how you do this in this situation. I'm just bringing this up for rules. I'm not saying you should do this, Zach, but partner can help in the situation. They would take one stress and give you an extra die in that situation, but you'd have to explain how you help. I don't know how you would. So just a thing to bring up.
I'm not really in the scene yet.
Not as such, no.
All right. Well, I think let's just go with what we got and see what we can do here.
Let's do it.
Come on. No whammies. There we go.
Hey, a 3 and a 6. Good stuff. Okay, so with that, you have no negative effects for this, and the painting kind of lights up, and by lights up, everything gets colder, and the lines become crisper, and you feel in your head, though the mouth does not move, but you're certain that it's speaking to you.
Where are you taking me? Where are we going?
A new home, someone who can appreciate you for what you are, I hope.
I always missed my old friend. Would love to see Claremont again. Who is supposed to be my new friend?
Holtz Claremont?
Yeah, nice young man.
That is exactly who I'm taking you to.
Perfect. And she seems to be going along with the plan. What did you want to ask her?
Right.
What's the ask?
What's that?
What's the ask in the situation? What's the effect you want from it?
I intend to claim that you were stolen from me so that I can justify taking you out of here. Anything you can do to help that deception will be appreciated.
Okay, all right. Perfect. Cool. So that is lined up. You've got some good effect there. Nice. And at least the crone is on your side.
Great.
You slip back to the party. And I think with that, we'll pop into the moment we've all been waiting for. Mr. Hakim has said that he is very happy to invite everyone to see his greatest prize. I have shown you many wonders tonight, so fill your glasses and come with me. And he, you know, starts to lead people into the room that you were just in moments ago. And hits a switch on the wall and lights turn on inside. Actual electric powered lights, not gas powered. And one of the more modern conveniences of this time, they pop on with a hiss and a fuzz and the lights light up and you see these beautifully well done paintings where the light around them seems to dim, and again only a color is seen, and we're seeing the green of the shawl wrapped around the shoulders of the crone, we're seeing the green of the grass behind the mother, and we're seeing the green of leaves on the plants and the flowers behind the maiden.
So neat. I love this.
And it looks different to you. It looks like you're looking at different paintings, even though you were just here moments ago.
Interesting.
I present to you my three favorite ladies. And
the maiden, the mother, and the crone.
You say this out loud?
I say that out loud, nice and loud.
Oh yeah.
I will step forward and point at and look at them.
And you catch him off guard for a second. And he goes, "No, it's the sister, and the aunt, and the friendly old woman."
No. These colors, the life of these paintings. Where did you acquire these paintings?
All right, and what's the action trying to go to call him out? I think there's a couple obvious ones, but let's go some interesting ways.
Boy, this is really kind of a bluff. I think it's more of a try to swaying everyone else than him.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to lay more into your past and like try and pull out details, I could see consort as almost like a way of trying to convince them. Swaying them is leading on the emotions, I would say, though I guess sway also deals with logic. Command is trying to use, like you said, that commanding voice where it's like, where did you get these? You know, like shouting at him, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole point of this is to humiliate him. So I think I'm trying to sway the rest of the audience, the crowd.
Sure.
I am going to I'm going to start yelling, "Police! Summon the constable! Summon the blue coat! Somebody! Somebody call!" You know, yelling at some of the servants to fetch the authorities.
Okay.
These paintings belong to me. They were stolen, and I will be just describing them because they're right there. Of course, I know exactly what they look like, but. You know, I will just be going with this kind of rant of this wronged nobleman.
So here's the question. You're going with this rant of the wronged nobleman. Do you say anything about the mystical nature of these paintings as proof? Or do you just try and use the physical description? How else are you trying to convince people aside from like, these are mine, I claim they're mine? Do you bust out that paperwork? Do you, you know, what else?
I will go with more of a personal connection. These paintings have a life that is a life essence that is connected to me. And I want to bring them home. They need to be with the one that they are connected with.
And you make a hand gesture towards one of them when you say, "These paintings are connected to me," and you pull it back to yourself and the crone starts to shake on the wall and vibrates, and there's gasps in the crowd and, you know, mutters and stuff. Let's see how this works with your sway. You do have one bonus die because we already established the crone is helping you out and you had set that up beforehand.
Okay.
You have a devil's bargain here.
Okay.
That is, you can get a bonus die with the ghost field helping and basically more supernatural weirdness happening in the house. But this will bring in a higher degree of investigation from other sources. So it potentially could raise the heat.
I think I'm going to avoid that one.
Okay.
However, how long does it take Hammer to get here to possibly assist?
You're already in a control position, so I'm going to say that you've established yourself somewhat in the party as someone that people want to listen to, and there's one young, influenceable nobleman who thinks he's doing his best. Is like one of his first, you know, social outings of the season slash maybe ever being on his own. And so he tries to, you know, prove himself, right? So he, as soon as you say that, runs out the door to go get some constables to help sort this out. And of course, Hammer sitting right outside the door, just happening to be strolling by at the right time.
Within 15 feet, acting like I'm walking the other way.
Yep.
I've just been like walking in place for 4 minutes.
Oh, constable, nice. Come here, constable, sir.
Yes.
So you can already hear the feet pounding up the stairs within moments of you starting your tirade and your speech. And this, you know, unsettled Hakeem Smith is trying to cut in, but he just doesn't quite have the impact, at least not at first. Let's go ahead and see how this roll goes.
Okay, you said it was controlled.
Control? No, I'm going to say there's still a risk to this, but it's going to have great effect. Okay.
So, risky?
Risky.
Or, okay.
Can I argue that I'm helping by maybe getting in Mr. Smith's face a little bit?
you just kind of burst in before this happens. The speech is kind of stretching out longer, and you just kind of try and get in his face about stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it.
To maybe get him to be a bit more uncomfortable in the situation.
Okay.
So I will gain a stress.
You take a stress, and then we're going to give a die to a bonus die to Milos here.
Okay, so that's a total of two dice, correct?
Two bonus dice, yep.
Okay. So we good? We ready?
Sure. You could also still theoretically downgrade your position if you wanted to have greater effect, even though you already have great effect, but I wouldn't stop you from taking a desperate roll if you wanted to.
No, let's leave where it is okay. Here, I think. That's good. Let's see what we can do here. And I will produce I will also be producing the paperwork.
Oh, crap. I just realized I forgot to say what loads we're doing.
I was going to go light. I was.
That makes sense.
Because I'm undercover, I'm going to be light anyway. So, yeah.
Mine would probably be normal
with
all the gear. So I would have 5, but I would have 4 because of
the thing I said before. Yeah.
The thing before. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, cool. We're good.
There you go. Fixed.
Yeah. Do the documents,
The documents
just make it possible, or do they give me another bonus?
I want to give you another die, but I'm going to say this is going to kind of lock and, cinch it in. Just like that'll seal the deal if you succeed on this. Yeah. I think it helps in the effect side of things.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Well, okay.
Okay.
Not a failure.
No, it's not a failure. So you got a 1, a 4, and a 5. So that is success with a complication,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty good for a 1 rating on Sway. You've got a lot of things that are helping you out. The picture is rattling. Yeah. We have this new officer who is shouting this guy's face and making him upset and unsettled. And he gets through, well, sir, I am a solicitor and you must provide proper paperwork. And you throw the documents towards him. And, you know, he can see what that is, and he's just,
I'll be showing them to the constable, too, right here. These prove that these are my paintings.
I mean, things seem in order here, sir. You said your name was Mr. Smythe?
Yes, my name is Mr. Smith, thank you. And this here, Sir Thoris, is not part of my...
I want these paintings confiscated.
I mean, I see no reason not to. He shows the paperwork with his name. They do seem official. You see them yourself and seem very frustrated in the matter. I'm going to take these paintings off the wall now.
I think he says, over my dead body. Mother, plan B. And we see the mother painting shake and then flip itself around and fade into the wall. And the mark, he tries to run out the front door of his own house.
I am going to click my... Did I use the item of the trained hunting pet?
It doesn't count for load, and that wasn't really during the job, so I'm going to say no.
Okay, perfect.
It was just a fun flavor.
I'm going to use that now, and standing at the door...
On his hind legs? All right. Dope.
Yeah. we see this very large beast, growling, teeth bared.
Nice.
Just kind of standing guard there at the front door to keep him from getting away.
Perfect. You're already hearing whispers throughout the crowd about, I can't believe you would consort with ghosts, and I can't believe this. Da, 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 da. And like, you're already hearing some of the murmurs from the crowd. Your pup is standing right there at the door. Do we have a name for this pup?
I was not as of yet. I will have a good name.
Sounds good. Sounds good. And as you know, is common with a lot of Duskvalian pets. It has a normal sort of set of eyes like most mastiffs do, of 4 eyes, 2 on each side, and slightly weird curved teeth. But that's like all things in this time period, because nothing's quite right. The funky mutations, it's got, it's still very cute, don't get me wrong, it's not like a monster, but It is a unique dog, and we see it kind of rear up on its hind legs and paws kind of up, and it just kind of looks with a certain degree of intelligence, because part of what they talk about with hunting pets is you can kind of almost communicate with them in a mystical fashion, and it takes on a position and a posture of unique intimidation. This guy like slides on his heels and falls on his ass. And with that, people start to pour out of this room, out the side doors, and the party is definitely up. You can grab the paintings and walk off out of this heist. The question is, with the limited effect that we had from the sway, he acted, which made one of the paintings go away. So you're only going to get two of them. But you only need to take one of them, so that's fine.
Okay.
How are you going to try and help contain the crowd slash your exit to make sure that actual cops don't get brought in or catch you on the way out, so to speak?
I mean, I think it's as soon as we leave, like we turn the corner, as soon as we don't see people, that blue coat is coming off, getting dumped in a gutter way on the side of the road.
Okay. So you're trying to go for like a prowl sort of focus, like you're sneaking away and trying to traverse up, you know, the side of a building and, you know, hide? Or are you going for more of a, like a survey and kind of watch out for things? Are you trying to how do you want to go about this?
You know what, I might go with a survey. I'll as we're leaving, I'll have Flint go ahead and keep going, and I'll ditch the uniform and keep an eye out just to make sure nobody's following.
Okay. Kind of watch out for those and misdirect if you need to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay. And how, Flint, how are you going to go about it then?
Yeah, I'll go with a prowl, I think. Just try to, you know, duck into the shadows and take some back alleys.
Okay.
Out of the main site. Yeah, as much as I can.
Cool. I like this.
And if possible, find something to hide the paintings in to transport them, you know.
Interesting. Maybe. Okay. Something, if you want to have something to transport them in as opposed to just walking down the street, that is a great place for a flashback.
That is a great place for a fast flashback. I'm just thinking that we had we placed some subterfuge supplies in an alley, probably like maybe a cart that you know, with the
covered top.
Know, covered top looks like it's transporting some
we got mushrooms in it.
Mushroom cart. Mushrooms in it. Sure. But with a fake bottom that we can slide the paintings under.
Now, you guys don't actually have a cart of any form on your own personal supply. So you have a friend who's helping you out, I'd imagine, in this situation.
Okay.
So do you have a friend that would fit for that, or do you want to know that you're going to have to spend a coin to deal with that?
I mean, I have an old bounty hunter friend.
Ooh.
That I probably call for help on random various gigs.
Okay.
His name is Costa.
Okay.
And he's a bounty hunter.
Bounty hunter. Okay. Interesting. And what would a bounty hunter have? Better yet, it's like a prison wagon.
Hmm.
Ooh.
Okay.
That currently has, you know, someone in it, and that person is collapsed and looks like they're passed out from inebriation or, you know, some other poisoning, and is manacled in there, and you're able to just slide up and slide that in there. Whose flashback is this then?
It would probably be mine then.
All right.
Yeah.
You are going to take a strain. I think that's pretty simple.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, so we
getting up there.
We
but I'm
run.
I'm doing fine.
Out from this this mission, and you slide the painting in to the cart. You're watching out behind you. I think we easily enough see our heroes slip away into the night. The next, you know, later, early in the morning, you know, hours later, there's a knock at your door, and the painting shows up. The paintings, I should say, show up since you grabbed two of them, and yeah, we have a successful score.
Great,
man. That one got hairy.
Little weird. Little weird. You guys started out really controlled, and this is a fairly defended sort of dude. So, yeah. Went really well.
Yeah, actually,
going back into the wall. Oh, real quick, are we just going to do a real quick couple minute RPG reflection, you guys?
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
Awesome. Now we're on to our segment of RPG reflection. Yeah, let's talk about this, gents. Yeah, lots of strange occult stuff, which is always neat.
Yeah.
Because it seems like this system kind of trades magic for a cult, like where a lot of systems would focus heavy on like the arcane and the magic. This one can really focus on that occult, creepy, spooky side of things.
Yeah. It's very much a part of this world. Yeah.
Yeah. It's everything. Everything that is magic is also part of the spooky field. So, you can use that spookiness to talk to ghosts, or you can use that spookiness to, you know, summon an electroplasmic lightning bolt through your body. So, it just, it all comes with a price. And, it gets pretty weird.
True.
But overall, the story was very fun. I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. A nice little art heist.
Mm-hmm.
Adventure, which is neat. We kind of focus a little bit on growing our lair a little bit, our turf.
Yeah.
And it was nice. What do you guys think?
Great. Yeah, I mean, it's almost a textbook example of what you can do with this game. It's just it was nice.
I'm amused that twice now, two jobs in a row, you basically come in controlled and gotten out mostly unscathed. Yeah, there's some stress and stuff like that, but nobody's been hurt. It freaking worked. Like, you walked into somebody's place, said, "You stole my painting," and walked out with them. Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, how did that work? But it worked, I guess.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yep. Yeah. That's dice. What are you going to do?
Right. Still a dice game. But no, it's fantastic.
Something I need to ask, as you know, this is a little bit on the gamey side of things, but when we fail a roll, do we immediately mark a point of XP on that?
Nope. Anytime you make a desperate action afterwards? Whenever you make a desperate action, whether it's succeed or fail, it doesn't matter whether it succeeds or fails, but anytime you try a desperate action is when you would mark an XP for that.
Mm-hmm. That thank you.
Function. Yeah, so
I'm still learning.
Yeah,
we've only played a couple times, so I'm getting used to it. But
it's a very different style game.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I like that you can feel like you're thinking things out, but we don't have to sit here and plan everything out to a boring extent. You know, there is mechanics to jump back and forth and be like, oh no, I totally planned for this. Yeah, no, whatever. I'm playing a game.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. The thing that takes the longest is the couple minute back and forth where we go, okay, what the fuck are we gonna do? Okay, how about this idea? No, how about this idea? And then we stick with something and go with it.
Yep.
I almost felt like we over planned it a little bit, you know.
Yeah, maybe. Kinda,
but we, you know, we were, I think Logan noticed that we were having fun with it and he just let us go.
That's a big part of it. Yeah, for sure. Cause it's like, you know, I don't want you to feel like you have to plan it out, but it didn't feel like I was ever hitting a hitch and that we were seeing more of how the characters think and stuff, which I think was cool too. So,
yeah. And I think that's the spirit of the game is you don't want your players getting bogged down with planning, which I don't think we were quite to that point yet, but you know, we weren't struggling to come up with a plan and we weren't going off on some weird tangent that had nothing to do with anything at all.
Right. Yep.
So, you know, that was, it was productive planning at least.
Yep.
Right. I agree. But it was very fun. I want to keep this reflection short because we have a fairly long episode here. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I look forward to, I think so on the next episode that we do for this, if we do another episode, we're going to do a little bit of the downtime and all the kind of post heist stuff and all that before we get to the next episode. So even though we didn't do it today, we'll probably get there
next time.
But you'll catch that next time.
That's right. That's right.
Nice.
Think about how you you want to, you know, make your crew better, and think about how you want to, you know, not, you know, die in this process. You guys are fast tracking up the tiers, and you know, you just did another mark against somebody in Brightstone. That's huge. So we're going to see a lot of rep. We're going to see a lot of it, you know, I think some decent experience points for the crew and for the players. So tune in next time. We'll see what other things come about and see how well you guys deal with all the stress you just gained.
Right.
A lot of gambling. There's a lot of gambling going on.
Whole lot of gambling.
Dealing with some vice next time.
Yeah, Definitely. Exactly. We're going to have a lot of downtime here, guys. But Logan, thank you for running the adventure, even though you're not feeling 100%.
Not quite. But that's all right.
We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I know I appreciate it. I'm assuming Mark appreciates it.
I definitely appreciate it, yes.
He's here every week with us, so. But we'll pick it up next time, and it was fun playing with you boys.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.